Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, the little things you say and do make me want to be with you. Rain on, it's crazy feeling, and I know it's got me.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And I am the Small Business Advocate for 15 years this week. We're celebrating our anniversary and wouldn't want to do it without our good friend Mike Menzies. As you know, most of our guests this week are original founding members of our Brain Trust. Mike qualifies for that. He joined us in the year of 1998. Mike is our resident banker in the Brain Trust. He's the president of Eastern Bank and Trust. That's EastonBankandTrust.com. Check that out when you get a chance. Mike is also a leader in the independent community bank sector, that trade group, so to speak, that group of folks, thousands of independent banks. And Mike's been one of the leaders in that group for a long, long time. Mike, thanks again for joining us. Thanks for 15 great years of being with us. We're talking about independent community banks. What are some of the challenges they have? And Mike, some of the challenges in the previous segment, you talked about market forces that were potentially hurting independent banks. But what about the forces that are coming out of Washington? There are two big issues. One is the Dodd-Frank bill that a lot of people know the name of. They may not know how it's hurting banks. And the other one is something called Basel III, and that most people don't know about. Tell us about those things.
Okay, well, I guess I'll start with Dodd-Frank. Dodd-Frank was passed not because of community banks. It was passed because of the systemically risky and large banks that took risks in excess of their capital to support the risks that they took. And that's why government passed Dodd-Frank. Unfortunately, Dodd-Frank flows down to punish community banks.
You've
as
become
well.
Collateral damage, haven't you?
We've become collateral damage, and there's a major initiative underway to try to reduce the impact of Dodd-Frank on the community banks, on those that are under, pick a number, say $50 billion, the smaller mm-hmm. banks that have the smallest part of the market, and we'll see how that evolves. Basel III came from the Basel Committee on Bank Supervision out of Switzerland, mm-hmm. and the purpose of the Basel Committee was to attempt to establish bank capital standards so that internationally there was adequate capital to deal with the type of meltdown we faced in 2008, mm-hmm. where these banks are interconnected, interdependent, and when a large European or a large U.S. bank begins to go down, it pulls everybody down with them. Mm-hmm. That was the goal of what's called Basel III, and the other piece called the standardized approach. I try not to get too technical. Now, the challenge for Basel III is that for the most part, not all of it, but for the most part, it really should apply only to the largest banks of the land.
You're not doing a lot of transactions with the Bank of England, are you?
We're not doing
at Eastern Bank and Trust, Mike.
Yep, we don't do a lot of business in Abu Dhabi, and so Basel
or even Sheboygan for that matter, right?
Or even Sheboygan, that's right. Yeah, I don't trust those guys in Sheboygan. But the long and the short is that the Federal Reserve wisely accepted the comments of a couple thousand banks that said, let's wait a minute, let's see what really would work here. But we're not opposed to the banks having more capital. As a matter of fact, community banks have had more capital
right.
as a matter of practice than the largest mm-hmm. banks. And it's because they take a little bit more risk.
Well, and you don't have the connection to the world markets like the big
to
guys
the capital
do.
Market?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously the postponing of Basel III, it was going to go into effect January 1. It's been postponed. That's a good thing. So where do you see the overall long-term picture for independent banks now?
Well, I think that the environment is definitely going to cause more consolidation.
More independent banks are going to be acquired by larger banks, and so there will be fewer freestanding independent community banks in the future. Is that what you're saying?
I think that what will occur is that more community banks, let's say banks that are under $50 billion, will come together into larger community banks.
Mm-hmm.
That the largest banks of the land could care less about acquiring
right.
the smaller banks of the land.
Right.
That many of the tweener banks are gone. And I think that likely over the next 5 to 10 years, many community banks will come together and align and work to keep the community banking relationship.
But that still worries me, though, Mike, because I still believe that the health of entrepreneurship and small business in America depends on having multiple small bank choices, and we've proven that can work from a financial standpoint and from an economic standpoint. You guys have. And I worry about that. And the other thing I worry about is it's harder and harder. It's getting harder and harder to start a new independent bank now, isn't it?
Last year there was not one charter issued.
Not one
in the mm-hmm. nation.
This is what's concerning me, because when I see independent community bank, I see relationship lending, relationship banking. And the bigger a bank gets, the harder it is to make relationships. And so that consolidation worries me. Mike, I know you're going to be out there working hard. I know you're a relationship banker there in Eastern Maryland. And we appreciate your service to the industry. We appreciate your support of small business and us here on the Small Business Advocate Show.
Jim, congratulations on 15 years. You've done a great job.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Menzies, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I told you we'd get smarter when Mike joined us. Gonna take a quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
But if you blue sweat shoes, blue sweat shoes, yeah.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.